Right, Paddy. Tamarasha Rishik Paddy Vaughan and Garagart and you. Paddy, we have a lot of wee stories to cover yet, but I'd like you to start with old customs at funerals and all that, Paddy.
Oh, aye, well, you know about the collecting of the offerings in years gone by.
Yeah.
people paid, if you were well up in the higher bracket of society, the priest would pay a pound. If you're in the lower bracket of society, you only pay maybe a shilling, you know. So he paid the pound and the whole lot went back to him again, you know. And
The parish priest got all that money anyway?
The parish priest got the whole lot. I have the leaflets that was the time my father died, all the people that paid the offerings.
But originally, Paddy, all that money collected would have gone to the family. It started originally.
Aye, but then when it stopped, I don't know, but it went all back to the priest. There was a woman down in the bottom, and she was Connor, Mary Connor, and she was a Mrs. Maxwell then. She was hired when she was 14 in Fannett. And when her father died, she came back, and she says to me, she says, the priest gathered the offerings and they hadn't as much as would buy a coffin. They were now covering him in the bed only an oil net of a boat, an oil fishing net. And she says that she went to Scotland after that and she went kind of against the clergy. She wouldn't believe in nothing, you know. Because she says we were poor and we had nothing. So she went away anyway and I used to do jobs for her, you know. But it was a sad state of affairs, you know.
It sure
she
was.
Turned against
yeah.
the Catholic religion altogether, yeah. you know. Because, they were getting nine out of it. But Father Boyle was here. And he died in Rathmullen. He was a curate here. He was parish priest in Rathmullen. But he was a priest here now, I was told. And he had to go up here to shift the devil. And that wouldn't be a yarn.
Just up this hill here?
Yeah, up there.
What's that hill called now?
It's called Gorton of Brad.
Gorton of Brad, right.
But man, the people would be very reluctant in telling you anything, you see, but they'll tell you. There was a fellow called John McLafferty, and he had a cousin called Hughie Brown, and John used to, they weren't married, and they'd cross from one house to the other, which would be about 3/4 of a mile, and Hughie would come over, and he would go back, you know, before they were married or anything. But this particular night he went over and he says, it was terrible altogether. He says, the sky busted with hailstones and warning and everything. And he says, when he passed this particular spot, he says he heard the laughing and the giggling and all going on down to, you see that hill out there?
Yeah.
That's where a hill they call Andy's Hill. And he says, it went out that country. But he said it was going on for years and the priest had to go up there. So the priest says to them, he says, you put on the stone on him and he sent him out that hill there into the Loch Wadi. And he says, you might have waited too long. That thing came as a pup. That came as a pup to the places up there and it started to annoy them. And it got bigger and bigger and it started to eat the bottom out of the door and all. And that's what eventually happened. That he got, the priest had to go and that was the end of the story. But they wouldn't tell you anything about it, but there was an old man used to drive cattle for Mandy McBride. Mandy was a dealer, he lived down the street. He was Mandy Taylor, they called him. And Mandy always got heavy to drive the cattle. There were no such thing as trailers or tractors or anything at that time. It was fair, no marts. And he would drive the cattle to maybe Milford and had a field up there and they'd be kept there in the field during the night for the fair the following day. But the bus used to leave here in the morning at 7:20. But Hughie, this man wouldn't come down, he would go on the 11 o'clock bus. And when he'd come in on the 7 o'clock bus in the evening, he would sit down in the McBride's there. Till after 3 o'clock in the morning, he would sit sleeping on the chair in the kitchen. And then he'd go out the road and he'd go home. He wouldn't be on the road after, he wouldn't go up there after 3 o'clock. Why, I don't know. But he was afraid, you see. But
He heard of the old story.
Well, he lived in that area, and there were three houses just where this was taking place, and he was one of them.
Right.
His house was one of them.
And so that was surely the devil.
Something must have happened. Somebody must have been murdered.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be a yarn, you know, but a lot of people knew that it was that it was fact, you know.
Paddy, we'll go back to the customs at Wakes. You said about a hole put in a coffin.
That's right, Dad.
Tell me the name now that you used there.
It was a bell ringer.
A bell ringer?
It was a bell, and it was what you call a dead ringer. And when people would be buried, when people would be in the coffin, or a hole put in the coffin, and this thing was protruding a string into a bell. And if there were any such thing as any movement in the corpse, it would be tied to the finger, and the bell would ring. So that was an old custom away back.
That one was called again?
The dead ringer.
The dead ringer.
It was a bell was put on the thing.
Yeah, I never heard it.
Did you not?
No.
Oh, well, that was right. And then a lot of people, they would just leave them lying there and for a couple of days, and without being coffined. Now, if the coffin was to be purchased, it wouldn't go to the house after 12 o'clock at night. It would be two men would go and carry it, you know. That was the tradition. It never came during daylight. It went after 12 o'clock.
After 12, right.
And they were buried in the old graveyard down here in Meva. And they were buried from Letterkenny and Kilmacrennan and different parts of the country. And where Michael McGee's house down there is now, they called it Lag na Gorp. And that was a resting place. Both were other resting places too, but that was one of them there.
Lag na Gorp.
Lag na Gorp, and that's before they went down to. They were carried by on their shoulders, you know.
But you also heard of the likes of when somebody died, they would turn the clock off, they would stop the clock.
Stop the clock and turn the mirror around to the face of the wall.
Why was that with the mirror?
I don't know why. What they supposed they didn't want no reflections, you know. I don't know what was the idea. The same happened when there'd be lightning and they'd turn the mirror around.
Yeah. But with the clock?
The clock would be stopped and it wouldn't be started till the corpse would leave the house. That was obviously not happening, you know. But there were old traditions, you know, that's gone and lost, you know, and things we didn't hear tell of, you know.
Yeah.
But a lot of these things were fact, you know, and did you ever hear tell of a person after they died? What do you call the death nip? Did you ever hear tell of
that? No, called the death nip?
Nip, aye.
Right. You explain to me.
Well, it happened to me.
Did it?
I did. And I'll tell you how it happened to me. It was when Dr. McCloskey died. He died in 48. I used to work on the greens in it and all.
Yeah, you said that.
So when he was dead, I went up to the room where he was dead and all. And there was an uncle, I was sleeping in a room, and my uncle was on the other side of the room in a wee bed. And I remember this on mercy for nipping this at me down there on my side. And I awakened, and I got afraid. And it was funny that came into my mind, that I heard tell of it before that, you know. But it didn't come to my mind till I got nipped and found this. So it's quite possible that it was just recorded in my mind who it was, the doctor.
And it was just a sign of death.
A sign of wanting to be prayed for now. That's what I was told.
Mm.
But wasn't it very strange?
Yes. Did you ever get any other signs, Paddy, before a death?
No. Mary out there, she, from Graceland, she was taking turf down past the old Drumnara School. Do you know Drumnara School?
I do, yeah.
Well, she was going up there with a donkey cart, and this woman was standing on a rock, and her hand up like that, and she was looking away in the distance. And when she came back, she told the mother who she was, and the woman was dead for some period, maybe years before it. She was in Hamilton. Lived up and just on the right hand side, and she wouldn't go up that next day anyway to the bog anyway for any more turf. She was scared. She seen this woman, she was dead. But a lot of people seen dead people, and thanks be to God, I never seen nobody, but there were different ones in the village here who seen that they were dead, you know. Oh, you'll get that too, and a lot of people tell you yarns that they're gnawing off, you know. But
I know, we'll make up stories, surely.
Make up stories,
still though.